Hi guys, this is the Fragrance Fanatic. Today's episode is going to be a little bit different. I'm going to talk about, like, emotions, I guess. I mean, fragrance is a part of all of our lives. Like, fragrance can be associated with memories. A certain scent you used to smell in your childhood can bring you right back to that moment. A certain scent that reminds you of a traumatic period in your life can bring you back to that. And I wanted to talk about... Can I talk about this? Okay, this is a bit weird, and I've always kind of felt like I'm not a relationship type of person, and I'm not a lovey-dovey, sappy person, and I've always had a hard time kind of admitting to myself that I do have those kinds of romantic emotions, and I'm, like, kind of embarrassed about it. Like, I know I'm only 19, but, like, sometimes I'm like, oh, I'm embarrassed to like somebody. Like, I'm like... I have this narrative going on in my head sometimes. I'm like, oh, who do you think you are? You know, I used to play video games a lot, but, like, I think of myself as a dork. So sometimes I'm like, well, why would they like me? Well, why am I here? That's so strange. Anyway, so in, I think, senior year of high school, there was, like, this guy who I was seeing. And once he brought me the Dolce & Gabbana, I think it was just the Dolce perfume. It was just called Dolce. You know, the one with the... It was pink. It had, like, a flower cap. I remember it smelled really good, but kind of, like, I had to... Okay, so it smelled really good. I used to spray it every day. It reminded me so much of him. And it reminded me of that time. And then when I moved and, like, we had to call it quits or whatever, I, like... gave that perfume away or threw it out or something, because I was like, oh my goodness, like, this just brings me back to that moment, and I had to get rid of it. And I feel like fragrances, you can just, like, I feel like you can start a whole new life and a whole new chapter when you change your fragrance. Like, you can let things go so much easier. And it was hard for me to let that go, I guess. And it was also hard for me to be like, you know what, yeah, I'm a normal human being who can be hurt by certain things and can have those kinds of emotions and be heartbroken, and it's fine. It's not weird. Like, I'm not above that or in any way, or, like, I shouldn't hate myself or be hard on myself for it. And I was like, but it made it a lot easier when you change. I mean, okay, I went a little bit AWOL and kind of gave away all the like everything in my closet and bought new stuff, but I feel like fragrance is just a great way to start something new. Like, I went from wearing that Dolce perfume every single day, and you know what, I went and I started the Guerlain Aqua Allegoria. I don't know which one I got. It's like blue. It's not the coconut one. It's a different, like, more kind of aquamarine colored one, turquoisey one. Anyways, and that changed my whole life. Like, I went from a sweet kind of teenagey fragrance to more mature fragrance, but then with that, my entire character matured as well, and I moved on, and my standards skyrocketed, and my self-respect for myself skyrocketed. Like, fragrance won't change your entire life, but it'll help document that change, and it might even perpetuate or even initiate and guide you to that change, and it can just be such a comforter and a support system, and you don't even realize. You need to stimulate all your senses, including your sense of smell, and I feel like fragrance can do just that. In times of need, it can support you. In times of hurt, it can lift you up. So check it out. Anyways, nice talking to you guys again, and I'll see you next episode.